takes and you kind of
specific
heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
Raise 10-0.
Welcome to the Wags Imaginary Radio Show, a program that combines conversation with music, humor, discussing how anyone could mistake a llama for a kangaroo, and the life and experiences of four struggling musicians.
Okay, I'm ready. Do I need a pen for this?
Yes, you do.
This is Sherry's exercise. Okay, we're doing Sherry's exercise. Here. All right, we're ready.
All right, this is just a fun little thing we used to do in college. My professor, to get our minds flowing and more creative, would have the room do this before class. But I'm going to add a little bit more of a personal twist to this. Ooh. But basically what we're going to do is we're going to go around the room, and someone's going to start a story and pass it off to the next, open-ended, kind of like going around like that, which it could get interesting. You don't have to try to be funny. Sometimes it could just work itself out on its own that way.
Okay, so we only need one piece of paper then?
Yeah, just one piece of paper. Okay. But what we're going to do is we're going to go around the room, and we're each going to write down a noun, person, place, or thing, obviously. Just something personal to you, and explain why you picked that word. Like, for me, number one, I'll pick driving lessons, because right now I'm teaching my nephew driving lessons. So that's just something...
So it's something that's
a little personable to me. Right. And eventually, as we go around the room, those are going to be the five words that you have to use before you pass it on to the next person. You know, maybe like Alicia might pick Snoopy snow cone machine, because she loves Snoopy. You know.
No, or, you know, anything. Because that's where I work, and I love it.
Yeah, you can write down.
I've never loved a job like this, ever.
True. Yeah, and then write down. But, you know, we're just going to do five. Just one at a time, go around the room, say the word, and write it down and why you chose that.
Okay. I choose space.
The final frontier.
And why I chose it? Because I saw this really cool show last night about space.
All right.
I thought that was really interesting.
There you go.
Right.
Sally Field.
Because?
She makes cookies?
No.
No, that's easy.
She plays Gidget.
I remember watching Gidget.
She, I remember I went a whole summer once, and I couldn't remember her name.
Gidget or Sally Field?
Sally Field. Like, who played Gidget? Who was the flying nun? Couldn't, it just, what a mental block. You know, you do this and you forget about it in a couple hours, you go, oh my God, Sally Field. No, it was like a whole summer. I spent my whole, what did you do last summer? I thought of Sally Field's name, and then I came back to school. That's all I did. But it was on for 3 months. Because there was, you know, there was no interweb back then.
Yeah, there's no internet.
Hmm.
Just saying. Sally Field.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Now we pick another word?
Mm-hmm. Wait, Alicia goes.
No, I
think oh, that's the one you picked. Okay.
Yeah, Zoo.
Oh, okay.
Alright.
Alright, go ahead.
Sorry, it's your turn.
Sure. Me, I'm going to pick wedding. Just because I just went to my best friend's wedding this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Toast. There has to be like this deep meaning.
Why? No, I mean, that's
you
what
like
you
toast.
Eat every morning. Yeah.
I like toast.
I like toast.
Toast is good.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to think of food.
You can think of food.
And Sally Field.
And Sally Field.
She makes cookies.
No, she doesn't. That's Mrs. Fields.
Mrs. Fields.
Well, didn't Sherry get married?
Then make cookies? Okay, here's what you have to do. You have to get married and make cookies. This O'Brien's joke will work.
Tape deck. Because the tape adapter thing for my iPod doesn't like my tape deck in my car anymore. So you know how, like, it doesn't actually come out, but it flips? It won't stop flipping, so I can't listen to my iPod in the car anymore.
Oh.
It just keeps flipping and flipping and flipping, and I'll flip it back to side one, and it flips to side two, and I'll flip it back to side one. It makes me crazy.
Earl.
As in the naval base?
As in the way old people
pronounce oil. Oh, Earl! Why do you like Earl so much?
Just because there's those words that old people say, and it's just Earl, turlet. I gotta go to the turlet.
Turlet paper.
Worsh. I gotta worsh.
Oh, well, now you spawned up one for me, which I have to say now. The metal kettle. My great grandma used to say that. The metal kettle.
Old people talk weird.
Now I gotta write that down. Metal kettle.
I had a boss like that. One of the best bosses I ever had. But he talked to you that way. And you, oh my God, I can't laugh. He's like, listen, we got these new trucks. We gotta wash them. Gotta make sure they're earled. And I'm like, what the fuck? Never wash or earled in my life. Oh, I'm so Earl.
Earl.
Okay.
All right, well, then if we're going to say words like that, then I'm going to say leg.
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 My mother.
Yes.
Leg.
Love your mother, but she says leg.
Leg.
Instead of leg.
Instead of leg. I told her when she moved to Central Jersey that there's a rule that you have to say words a certain way. One of them is leg. You can't say leg anymore. Can't. And there's another word too. Eggs. No, it's egg.
Eggs. Eggs. What do you want for breakfast, Fonzie? Eggs.
Yeah. I hurt my leg. No, you didn't. You hurt your leg.
Like,
I don't know. Whatever. Go ahead, pick your word.
I don't have one.
Let Brian pick
one.
Come on.
I can't think of it.
Brian?
Still
cricket.
Actually, they are out there.
You know why I say that, Brian, by the way? Because that's what you said once a long time ago. When it was silence, you would go cricket. But the truth is, like, no, it's not what they do. They go chirp. But you said cricket. Like, and everybody got it, but it didn't make any sense.
But it's still funny.
It's still funny, but it didn't make sense, though. Later on when you left, I'm like...
Now, how does chirp even translate from... They go...
Yeah, they don't chirp either.
How do you spell that?
I don't know. But they don't say cricket.
Moo moo.
Can I pick my next word?
Sure.
Cricket.
I knew you were going to say cricket.
Inadequate. That's the word.
Inadequate.
Is that a noun?
Yes.
Good for you.
To know,
yeah.
Are you sure that feels more okay?
Yeah.
But you could use it if you really want to use it. It's not, you know, this is just for fun. It's not like strictly.
It's fine.
Like yeah, no, it's good. No, I just want to make sure.
Can-can.
Because you saw a commercial for Chef.
No, I just had that song in my head.
I just want to see girls kicking their legs up.
Right.
I know.
That's a very dangerous dance back in the day.
Did you do your next word, Brian?
Yeah, can-can.
Were you at ShopRite today?
I said basically the same thing.
Wait, did you find substitute
words? No, I'm using inadequate.
Yeah, we said you could use it, because... She worked so hard.
There's no rules
here.
Take like right. Your fourth word.
Oh, I'm like one behind. How'd that happen? Nail polish. Because I've been sitting here all night trying to pick it off.
Ew, don't do that.
It doesn't last any more than a day.
I say phone.
Why do you say phone?
Well, it's here, but...
It's blinking in your face.
I don't know. I guess there wasn't a big meaning with the phone, but...
It just rings off the hook and it's really friggin' annoying.
I guess so. I have 5 words. I don't know what's wrong with
you
people.
I only have 3. You know why? Because I'm inadequate.
I had an observation about phone booths the other day. You don't see them anymore.
Right.
You know, because they're just not around anymore. Where does Superman go and change?
The Verizon store?
Maybe that's why there's so much crime. Crime rates up.
Phone booth anymore.
That's funny.
No, it's not funny. I was just an officer. I'm sitting there going, I wonder where Superman changes.
What about Doctor Who?
I don't know anything about Doctor Who.
He travels around in the TARDIS, which is a phone box.
Well, not anymore. Doctor Who and Superman are looking at each other, and the world is crumbling. I'd like to run for mayor, and that would be my platform. More phone booths. Crime will be down because Superman will have a place to change. And be serious about it. And then see what happens during the press conference. Because people stare. Cricket.
Look, now I numbered my words. years.
Because you're Mr. Organization.
Wow.
Because you guys don't have five yet.
Two, three.
Yeah, go ahead. Write another word.
Idiots. I hate them. Oh, look, it's a baby koala. No, it's a baby wallaby. Not a koala. You're an idiot.
So she has idiot.
Idiots. Yeah, or how about the one that I got yesterday? And the daddy kangaroo has a pouch. I whipped my head around so fast I almost broke my neck. And the guy looked at me and he goes, the mommy kangaroo has a pouch? And I said, yeah, it's the mommy.
Radio.
Good one.
Okay, so you got your
right, my last one. What's your last one? I think that everyone else.
I got one. I'm going to pick one more.
Oh, all right, you too. I'm going to pick remote control because mine finally came in the mail the other day because my remote broke for my TV and it just took me months to get around to ordering a new one. So I've been getting up, pushing buttons on the TV.
What is this, the old days?
This is the old days. But I did get a lot of exercise. I lost 3 pounds.
Get out of your house. Get
we're just getting yelled at when we just turn the knob real quick.
Oh, yeah, we did too. We did too.
And you knew, because you only had
13 channels.
13 channels.
Actually,
two.
Two through 13.
Two, four, five, seven, nine, 11, 13. And then on UHF, you had 64. And there was another one, which never came in good. You had 9 channels.
Yeah, my dad used to yell at us.
Oh my god.
It was
god.
Black and white too, I bet.
Yeah, we had that.
Pick your last word, would you? You got your word, Alicia?
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
Exhaustion. No explanation needed.
Giant Stadium.
Ow.
Because it's gone.
Okay.
Didn't even bother looking for Jimmy Hoffa.
No? Why not?
I don't
why
know. You think they'd
there?
Have... Because we, when he died, they were building it.
Oh.
And, you know, construction and, you know,
the
two together. Mm. You know, it's the perfect place to put them. They're going to build a stadium that's going to last forever.
Yeah.
And then they, you know... I mean, aren't you a little curious? Isn't there somebody just sifting through a little bit of that rubble?
You know what? They probably are, but they're not telling anyone.
I don't know. They use it as fill. They used it as fill for the parking lot. They like dug down and they took all the concrete and they just used it as fill.
Oh, come on. They said he was buried under like the 50-yard line or something like
yeah.
that. Did they at least look there?
220 something and nah, they just didn't. They just, you know.
Did people just don't care? Like,
I guess, but I mean, you gotta, you know, somewhere, I don't know. I took a piece of concrete. I might have Jimmy Hoffa DNA.
You took a piece of concrete?
Yeah.
Where? Like, when did you went there to see it? The
there's a flea market there, so I went to the flea market, and they're, you know, they're taking it down, and there's just piles of concrete. Like, I want a piece of concrete, so the guy gave me a nice piece of concrete from Giant Stadium.
And he charged you?
Blue on it.
Cool.
You know, from the color of it.
Sweet.
You know what I mean? I was like, oh yeah, and I just it's a cool thing to have. I'm gonna use a paperweight.
Okay.
What's your paperweight?
Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa DNA. All right. Imagine that. I break it open. There's a bone in it.
Ugh.
Oh, that would rule. Okay, so now, okay, we have our five words.
All right. I thought, well, like one more stupid thing. Maybe it could be stupid or funny. I don't know.
Go ahead.
But when you get to the story and you get to your word, because you've used the word and it's money in the bank, when you have to use the word, you have to go, cha-ching, get all excited.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Just so we know you've used the word. And you,
okay.
Yay.
So I don't know how we're using the word, though. Like, how are you using
it? Well,
you mean you're
going to
say a sentence?
And right, yeah. I'll start of a story, and I'll use the word driving lesson somehow, and after I do, I'll pass it around to you.
Okay.
Something like that.
And I have to make the story relate?
Yeah, I guess it kind of has to make sense. It could be off the wall, stupid. I mean...
All right. So get ready to be quick with your word. All right.
So one day, I was... decided I wanted to take a ride to the store, and I was in a rush because I had to get to my mother's house because she was going to be watching a movie, and I only had a half hour to get there. So I go to the store, and unfortunately I got stuck behind this really slow car, and I realized that the person must have been giving him driving lessons. Cha-ching! So...
Great, I'm the one talking about going fast. So I thought, what kind of space cadet would give anybody driving lessons? Cha-ching!
Especially on the way to a zoo. Cha-ching! Jeez.
Want some cookies?
Wow. No, that's Field.
I know. Field. I'm just wondering how Brian's going to turn this into the story.
So, okay, so I was driving to the zoo behind the slow guy, and I realized it was Sally Field that was getting driving lessons.
Wow.
I thought that was a little odd. Cha-ching!
So I was wondering why on her wedding day, cha-ching, she felt the urge to get driving lessons.
I thought maybe it had something to do with the toast.
Cha-ching. Oh!
A wedding toast. That's nice. Wow. That's good.
I use space the opposite way, too.
Yeah.
Space cadet.
Is it good?
So she had all of her different ideas for the toast on tape, so she put it in the tape deck, cha-ching, for the guy to listen to, but he didn't like any of them.
But the kicker was the car that Sally Field was in. It ran out of Earl. Cha-ching!
So she quickly drove to the gas station, and she saw a little metal kettle, cha-ching, on the side that was filled with the Earl. So
I watched her fill it up and then quickly spill it all over her leg.
Cha-ching.
Because when it came to filling up her car with Earl, she was very inadequate. Cha-ching.
In order to get the oil, in order to get the Earl off of her leg, the only thing to do was to do the can-can. Splash it all over the gas station attendant. Cha-ching!
And unfortunately, while she was at it, she scuffed up her nail polish that were on her fingers, and now she was going to look horrible for her wedding day. Cha-ching! I did the cha-ching too late, but...
And while she was late at her wedding, all you could hear in the audience, the reception area, was cricket, cricket, cricket. Cha-ching.
And everybody kept saying, "Where are those idiots?" Cha-ching.
Where is she now? I lost track of her.
They're
trying to get to the wedding. They filled up the car with
she
Earl.
She has no nail polish.
Earl's all over her leg.
No, she kicked it off.
Oh, with the can-can.
She's going to be late for her wedding.
Sally Field's getting married?
Yes. I guess.
Yes.
Sally Field was in the car. She's getting married.
Are you heartbroken?
Yes, a little bit. She was cute. She was a cute Gidget. She was a cute Gidget.
I don't know Gidget.
Oh, that's where Moondoggy comes from.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
I might have.
All right, so then she's rushing to her wedding with her oil-stained legs and Earl-stained legs and non-legs. Earl-stained legs.
Legs.
Yeah. With her Earl-stained legs.
Leg.
Yeah.
Earl-stained leg. Can't do it right. Earl-stained leg.
Leg.
And there's
that's such a sound bite.
Earl-stained leg. Earl-stained leg. But there's traffic. She has to turn on the radio. Cha-ching. To find out how to get around the traffic.
But she didn't have her remote control, cha-ching. So the radio stayed off, and she was very distraught.
So she had to pull out her cell phone, cha-ching, to make a call to the President of the United States.
Oh.
However, he was suffering from exhaustion, cha-ching, so he didn't answer.
Nice. All right, Brian, you have to wrap it up.
So they said, screw the church. We're going to have this at Giant Stadium. Cha-ching.
That was good.
So let's recap.
What the hell happened in this
Recap. Somebody was having driving lessons.
Right.
She was on her way to her mother's house. Let me see if I can remember this whole story. She was on her way to her mother's house. The mother was going to watch a video, so she had to hurry up. She got stuck behind Sally Field,
who was
getting driving lessons.
Right.
Okay? And Sherry said, what kind of space kid that takes driving lessons? Somebody who wants to learn how to drive, I guess. And then, especially when they're on the way to the zoo. So, wait, is she going to a wedding or a zoo?
Something got screwed up.
But then the car...
I think the zoo was coming first.
The wedding was at the zoo.
The wedding was originally at the zoo, and then it wound up at Giant Stadium. But then there was a problem, because they ran out of Earl. And then...
I found the Earl in the metal kettle.
Yes, they went to the gas station and found the Earl in the metal kettle. And then, wow. This is hard to put together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then she poured the Earl on her leg.
Leg. Just one leg.
L-A-Y-G.
Leg.
L-A-I-G.
No,
leg.
L-A-Y-G.
Yeah, leg.
Like Alexander Haig?
Yes.
Alexander Leg?
Yeah, leg.
That's not what I said. I said Alexander Haig. And you said yes. Alexander Haig?
Yeah. I just add an L.
Whatever. That means nothing to me.
Alexander LeHaig?
No.
Leg.
Haig. Okay, so then, wait a minute. Metal kettle, Earl.
There was a wedding toast, but you missed that.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Can-can.
Can-can. So then she did the can-can to get the Earl off her Alexander Haig. And she felt inadequate. And then somebody heard crickets, and her nail polish was fucked up, and they had to listen to the radio
because
they were with the remote control, it didn't work, and somebody's an idiot, and...
The people at the wedding said, where are those idiots?
Exactly, and then they all were exhausted.
No.
She called,
tried to use the cell phone.
She tried to use a cell phone to call the President of the United States, but he was suffering from exhaustion, so they decided to have the wedding at Giant Stadium instead.
Cha-ching!
And now, another non sequitur on the Imaginary Radio Show.
The Wright Brothers. Love them or hate them, you gotta love them.
Thanks for listening to another Imaginary Radio Show non sequitur.
If you want to, you can sing.
Alicia asked me why I chew my coffee.
Shut up!
It's a filter system.
You chew your coffee?
I do. But it developed because of the crunchies in the bottom of the coffee.
Well, we only have crunchies now because the coffee maker is screwed up and I can't use half of the stuff that comes with it.
But the first time I drank and crunchies went down, I'm like, oh man, I have to start chewing my coffee.
Don't chew. Go to Dunkin' Donuts and then drink it. Go to Starbucks and enjoy your liquid coffee.
It's too late. Like, now I've developed this thing where, like, I chew all drinks.
He does.
Oh my god.
You gargle tea?
No.
I don't drink tea.
You don't drink tea?
Not really.
He's okay.
He's okay.
I switched to green tea once. They said it was going to be healthier, and then I learned that apparently my body, you can't drink it on an empty stomach, because, you know, I drink like two huge glasses of cups of coffee. Oh, I got so nauseous.
Oh, no.
Oh my god, I thought I was going to, like, what the hell's wrong with me? And I just, same thing with zinc. I didn't know I was allergic to zinc, and I was sick.
You're allergic to zinc?
Yeah. And this just when those coldies things came out. When they're 99.44/100% zinc.
No, that's
and I didn't know that, and I just feel like I have a little tickle in my throat. Someone's like, "Oh, I'm gonna try these." I'm like, "Oh, you know, I better take two." And I just proceeded to throw up all over the place.
Nasty.
I didn't know. Then I thought I was sick. Then I felt fine. I'm like, "I got this tickle." The next day, I'm like, "Get this tickle. You better take more coldies." I'm like, "Okay, give me more coldies." And I'm throwing up again. I said, what the hell's going on? And I realized I had an aversion to zinc.
That's one way.
I knew it from when I was a kid. Because they gave me zinc for something and I threw up. So that's how I knew it, but I didn't know it was in the coldies. It was the second day after my second vomit session that I decided to read the ingredients on the back of coldies and realized it was just another coldies is another word for zinc in a pill.
Wow.
Well,
would you like to know why I know I'm allergic to zinc, Brian?
Sure.
Because I went to the doctor, and I had an enlarged prostate when I was young.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, I was like 16.
Oh, that's not young.
For an enlarged prostate.
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it was because you were deficient in zinc?
No. I don't know what it was. I guess I was just born with it or whatever. Just had to go to the bathroom all the time. So I went to the doctor, and I got it for the first time.
Got what?
What do you think?
An exam.
Oh yeah, I didn't know it was coming. I didn't know it was coming. I thought he was gonna just, you know,
look,
check my pulse and give me some pills and give me some zinc and go here, go take these and throw up and have a good time. No. Wow. What an experience that is. You can't... It feels like somebody's taking your intestines.
Oh, no.
And just pushing them.
Yeah.
Up into your throat.
Oh, God.
It is...
They don't put you out for that?
No.
No! Put you out.
It was just a digital exam, right?
Digital? Digit? It was involved? Yeah.
Digit.
Oh, I thought you meant... Yeah. I think there were a couple.
Did you enjoy it?
No. I did not.
I thought you didn't need those till you're like 50.
I knew at that point that there was no way I would be gay. That was like I was 99% sure. When I waddled out of that doctor's office, I was 100% sure. Oh my god, I'll never forget that because it happened to me like in an instant. I'm like, you were doing what? And then suddenly I'm bent over, and suddenly he's in there.
Yeah, they can't tell.
And then I'm just like. And you feel like your liver's gonna come out of your mouth, and then you're done, and then it's all like gooey, and you just want to go home. Oh, I'll never forget that feeling. But anyway, so then just to top it all off, he gives me zinc pills, and then I throw up. And then it was a bad day. That was a bad day. I was violated and zinc filled,
and then emptied.
Mm.
Can I just say how you felt? We get to go through that at least once a year, worse. Just gonna say.
You could still be gay. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It just hurts.
Yep.
Being gay hurts?
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know. Well, I certainly wouldn't go out with my doctor.
He'll feed you
Giant Hands McGee.
I thought it was. I thought he had zinc in his name too. I don't know. All right.
Paging Dr. Balloon Thumbs.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
The coffees have crunchies. Now I have to shoot it.
Say, are you chewing?
Yeah, I have to.
You have to, because if they go down without the chew, it's bad.
My prostate hurts. It's enlarged. Can you check it out for me, bro?
It's not good. Do you have to go now every year?
No, I are you kidding me? I haven't gone since.
No, but you should.
No. No, thank you.
When they when something...
No, thank you.
You have to go... Like that
when
thing.
I drop, they can cut me open and say, oh, this is what he had. That'll be fine with that. That's okay.
No, you're supposed to go. I think. So I think if you have no problems or issues, I think as a guy, I think you got to start going at age 50. Is it? Or?
Sure. I'll wait till I'm 50.
Yeah, but if you have an issue, I think you should go.
I'm fine,
and it'll make a good podcast.
No, no, no. Should I bring the recorder with me?
And now, live. From Dr. McGee. We'll get him back and be like, this is your life.
Oh my god, this is your
I'd run. I'd waddle.
Brian,
I'd waddle away from him as quickly
this
as
This is you. Your life.
I remember what town it was in. I could probably point out the building.
What town?
It was in, I want to say, Weehawken or Jersey City.
It's coffee.
And yeah, I remember that experience. I remember the after.
And they don't put you out for that.
No, because it's very quick. And it's...
Did he tell you what he was going to do?
I kind of figured it out when I bent my pants off. I didn't take the brain surgeon to figure out what was next. He had a glove on, I had my pants off, and there was a jar of Vaseline. And I said, oh, man, I don't think he's going to give me an eye exam. Like, I think this is it. So, and it's just like, you know, you don't think you're going to go through that for years. Like, I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about that until I'm 60. 16 years old. Like, my God. The light flashed before my eyes.
Did they say why you had an enlarged prostate?
You said too much caffeine.
At 16?
Yeah, we used to stay up all night and drink.
So why don't you cut down then? What are you trying to grow this thing to be?
Well, he's compensating.
I'm compensating.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.